This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hey podcast, what's going on?
We play a shitty game.
Yeah,
we play a shitty game, right? I tell you what, I'm going to put my you're going to hate this.
Okay.
But I'm doing it for the crack.
What?
I'm going to put my noise cancelling AirPods in.
Oh, right. Yay.
I'm going to play a tune and I'm going to guess what you're saying to me.
Ooh, do you know what? I thought of a game for this show as well before whereby we do that, but basically we lip sing the song and you have to guess what we're lip singing.
Yeah, not great for radio with the lip singing, but I know exactly what you're saying.
It was before we started and I had things to learn.
But we did do this once. Remember when you got the noise cancelling AirPods on the show when we tested it out and you thought we were saying all sorts of rubbish?
It was bizarre. Yeah.
Okay, so start with Aisling, okay?
Yeah, so okay. I'm going to put
headphones
this
in.
Headphones in and volumes Aisling all the way up.
Okay,
I did
so I'm just going to tell you a little thing about last night. I went to my dance class and I was doing the hoedown throwdown.
You'll start again.
He wants me to go slower. Last night, I went to a dance class.
That was washing liquid. Washing liquid.
I was popping and locking.
Mop it, top it.
Yes.
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 Mop it, top it.
Yes.
What's mop it, top it?
I was just talking gibberish.
Did you say mop it, top it?
Yes.
Fuck off.
I said mop it, top it.
Well done.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Come on.
Okay, hold on.
That was so good. What song are you listening
to? New song. Oh.
What song?
I don't know this one. Hallelujah by Panic at the Disco.
I love Schmidt.
I love your fleece.
I love shit.
I have a freezer.
I love Schmidt. Nope. New Girl is my favourite show.
My favourite show. Something's your favourite show.
I love shit. Schmidt.
Are you serious?
New Girl is my favourite show.
Go one more time.
I love Schmidt. New Girl is my favourite show.
Emma, Dave and Ashing is my favourite show.
Yeah!
Did you get it? I get it. Fuck off.
Man, that's so good.
It's the way that I wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, how are you? It is Wednesday, it's the 17th of April. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin 103.8.
Good morning. Hello. Middle of the week.
Hate to break it to you, but definitely wrap up today. I made the mistake of kind of seeing the brightness. It's very cold.
It is cold, yeah.
3 degrees when I woke up.
Yeah. It's lovely and bright, but yeah, it has been a bit bitter in the morning.
I'm in a bit of, what would you say, kind of a summery light top and then just a denim jacket. And I've had to reach for the sponsored blankets that one of the radio stations were giving away last summer that I've kept for emergencies under my desk.
I thought you had brought in a shawl.
Yeah, it does look like
that. It's giving like Angela's ashes.
I was thinking it was given like that kind of back in the olden days, back in like old school London where you're kind of like huddled over.
Yeah, Oliver. Nice.
Oliver. Yeah, Oliver twist, yeah. I was thinking Sweeney Todd, but yeah.
I'll take it. I'm cozy. So I often talk about my housemate Emer on this show, and Emer is a very funny girl. You can both probably contest to that. She is hilarious.
Yeah.
Right.
She's very, very, very good crack. And she's always joking with me that I copy her, right? She's joking. Like, she's like, oh, stop trying to be me. Because like, if I get the same runners a year after she happened to have them, she's like, oh, you just want to be me. And it's funny, right? She's just messing.
Yeah.
But she has this particular walking route that she does all the time. And I've never out of spite done the same walking route as her, because I'm like, no, that's your walking route. I don't want to be you. I'll do my own
walk
walking.
Together, no.
Sometimes if we're doing our own thing, it's just nice to, sometimes we wouldn't know. And so yesterday she went off on her holidays. I was just sitting there being like, oh, I really want to do a bit of a run. And I know her route and I love it. But I was like, she was only gone 5 minutes and I was out the gap doing her route. And I texted her, I told her, I was like, you're only out the gap after doing your walking route. And she was like, you just want to be me. It's a great route. It's got a nice mix of a flat, an uphill, good vibes, an estate.
She doesn't own the route.
She doesn't own the route, but it very much is her route. Do you know what I mean?
You know what you do? You add on a little nubbin to the route.
Yeah.
And then it becomes your route.
And then you throw it.
Yeah.
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 Or you actually be a real bitch and you say, well, I actually added a kilometre to that route. You're fair lazy.
Yes, exactly.
That was only a 3K. I'm doing a 6.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah, fair.
Start carving your name into like the trees on the way. Yeah, Emma's route.
Yeah, get a bit of wet cement.
Yeah, yeah.
A big EN.
And be really kind of obnoxious and in the face to all the neighbours that you pass in the estate.
Get to know everyone on the route.
If you ever happen to walk through it again, it's like, how are you, Emma? How are you, Emma? Good evening. Yeah.
You've got a busy week ahead.
I'm actually up to 90 now. That's great. I'll put those plans in action as soon as possible. Coming up on 6 minutes after seven this Wednesday morning, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I wanna wake up.
Spins fully charged with now.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone and Beautiful Things here on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy middle of the week, everyone.
Good
what's going
vibes.
On? I want to talk about something that I do not own, nor will I ever own. I want to talk about Crocs.
Oh, look at you, Emma Nolan. Big Croc lover.
Emma loves a few Crocs.
I'll remain silent. I'll listen to what you have to say and then I will speak when it's time.
Well, to be fair to Crocs, right, I do kind of like their marketing strategy because they've had some weird collaborations in the past. Crocs and KFC, where they made Croc, you know, Crocs with KFC colours and even a plastic chicken wing on the front of the Croc.
God.
I thought this was like it was just like for the actual advertising photo that they have this chicken wing on top. No, they're on everything. It's amazing. But Balenciaga and Crocs as well, they designed like high-heeled Crocs.
Oh my
they
God.
Also designed those kind of like creeper Crocs, you know, the...
Again, just to jump in really quickly on the Balenciaga thing with the heels, I think that totally just defeats the purpose of Crocs in general, no matter what the brand is.
I suppose that's the point, though, isn't it?
That's actually Croc blasphemy.
It is. I would agree.
Because they're supposed to be comfortable.
The most comfortable. Like you're not wearing shoes, but you're fully protected and comfortable.
Funny looking.
One collaboration that Crocs did actually made sense. Post Malone and Crocs.
Yeah, because he just looks like a guy who's actually, before Crocs were invented, would have been wearing Crocs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like his own homebrew of Crocs.
He loves Crocs as well. He wears them all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Crocs are back for another collab in 2024, and this time they've teamed up with Pringles and they have made the ultimate snacking accessory. An ankle holster for your Pringles.
Stop.
Right, so this is the point of this whole thing, is it's like for talkability.
Yeah,
for,
ridiculous. You know,
they sell like maybe five of these things and it's like, oh, look what you can get for, whatever.
Yeah.
So the Pringles x Crocs collab dropped a set of limited time products on Monday, including those $100 boots with the accessory built in. They come with a new Pringles flavour called Croctail Party.
Which, that's good.
What flavour would you think that is?
Probably like prawn cocktail, maybe.
You'd think.
Okay.
You'd think. Watermelon chili lime.
Oh, no.
Croctail Party. You'd be like, oh, surely it's going to be...
Ah, but is their ad campaign going to be watermelon chili lime?
If not, you need to ring them up immediately.
TM.
Other products on the shoe line are $70 classic clogs and $50 classic slides that come with charms called gibbets. Emma, I know you love your Crocs.
I don't know a gibbet now.
Gibbets are apparently those things that you can plug into the holes at the top of your Crocs.
Are they called gibbets?
Gibbets, apparently, yeah.
I've seen them.
Okay, yeah, now that you say it, I don't know what they're called.
I didn't know that either.
Okay. Why they're a thing, I've no idea.
I think
the Pringles thing works because it is true as a Croc person that once you pop, you just can't stop. And I moved from...
Once you pop... Oh, like a Pringle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the whole idea, no.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Like, I remember a few Christmas ago, I was gifted a pair and I was very, like, judged for wearing them even around the house, never mind outside the house. The attitudes have changed and I would be very confident. Do you know, I got these really obnoxious ones for the trip to Thailand a few months ago, like these big old...
What colour?
Oh, pink and awful.
Oh, right.
Pink and awful.
They're absolutely monstrous. I remember sending a photo of them to our boss, Nick, who's a big Croc lover, and he was like, oh, mate. I remember playing the audio from Nick to my mom. I was like, this is my boss. He's obsessed with Crocs. Listen to his enthusiasm of this voice note. But I'm eyeing up another pair at the moment, and they're kind of this colour. So these are what the shoes I'm wearing today, which are the Birkenstock slide-ons.
Oh, they're like a sage green.
Yeah, and I want... Like, these are grand, but I'm falling out of them.
Mm.
If they have no sport mode, socially acceptable, I would be perfectly happy. I'm kind of tripping over myself.
Do you, Emma.
Yeah, thanks.
Get the Pringle Crocs.
Yeah, do it, please.
See, a lot of people are going to get the Pringle Crocs for the plot, for the laugh.
I also want the accessory of the Pringle holder.
The giblets, yeah. What are they called?
The giblets are the things that you just, they're just the normal ones.
Gibbets.
You can plug them into your little things, but I want the accessory. I want the $100 boot.
I think they're really cool. And you know what? Out of all of us, I'm surprised, Aisling, you haven't bought into this.
It is, yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Are you just walking around the summer in flip-flops then?
I have my Birks. Yeah, I suppose I might invest in the Crocs now and the giblets.
No, don't. Let's not do that.
Birks are grand.
Giblets. It's giblets.
I know, it's giblets is better.
Birkenstocks are great and all. I've had mine a few years now, but I had to take sandpaper to them a few months ago. When they get dirty, they're rotten.
Right, yeah.
And I looked up methods of cleaning your Birkenstocks and I actually went to a hardware store and bought sandpaper and was over the sink with them. Still no good.
Pringles might push me over the edge into Crocville.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's 20 past seven and I'm really excited to tell you that in the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to be joined in the flesh in studio by Michael Marchese. In the Button Factory tonight. He has a beautiful song. It's called Scared to Start. We're playing it a lot.
And from Ohio.
And it's huge on TikTok as well. So he's doing this gig in the Button Factory. If you're lucky enough to have tickets, you'll never see him in a venue that small.
Definitely not.
So he's coming into us in the next 20 minutes or so here on Spin.
An American in the studio. How lucky are we?
Look at us. Honestly.
we're up in the world.
We're killing it.
Yeah,
we've got
Americans in. That means a big tick. I'm going to come out with a statement that is like, okay, hello, Captain Obvious. I don't know if anybody ever says that, but it's the most obvious statement I've ever said, and that is that I cannot stop listening to Cowboy Carter. I am obsessed. I love it.
Hello, Captain Obvious.
That being Beyonce's new album, I was bound to love it regardless.
I've moved on. I'm back in Lyra. Well, Lyra for the win on Friday.
Emma, I don't think you've listened fully through, have you?
I have, but only once.
Okay, I thought you said you only listened to half it, and I will say I think the second half is full of more bangers than the first half. First half's kind of slower. But last night, it was a gorgeous, like, sunny, blue, pinky evening.
It was gorgeous, wasn't it?
It was so nice. I was walking home at 9 o'clock and I had it blaring and I actually didn't even want to get into the house. I just wanted to keep listening to it. It was so nice. And it seems that the country music trend is here to stay. Obviously, Garth Brooks did his big five nights there a year and a half ago. In Crow Park, Post Malone is dropping hints all over that he's going to do like a proper country album. And over in the UK, line dancing is taking off something fierce.
Which one's that now?
Line dancing is kind of just like that type of country hoedown.
Yeah.
With the fingers in the belt buckles.
Yes.
When I was a child, my friend Ursula's parents played that sort of music. They still do. That's
really?
Kind of their thing. She's a fabulous singer and the dad plays like...
Cool. Yeah, no, it's been big in Ireland.
We were dragged around to all these kind of gigs when we were kids and we had the time of our lives. Such crack.
Good crack. Google searches for line dancing over in the UK have doubled since Beyonce's Texas Hold'em came out. And I think that the line dancing craze has taken off here too, because last night I went to a dance class and it wasn't a line dancing class. It was a musical theatre style dance class.
Right.
And we danced to this song.
Now I gotta cut loose.
We did a country style musical dance.
No way.
I said this is getting out of control. We were doing the country moves. We were doing the grapevine and the scoot and the brush.
Yeah.
You know them?
I don't.
We did the finger guns.
I know the finger guns. That's my favourite dance move.
Oh, very good.
A bit of a cowboy routine. And we were all doing the country moves. And I feel like now the country vibe has infiltrated my precious musical theatre and I don't know what to do about it.
It's funny, like 4 or 5 years ago working in radio, I know there were so many songs that came through, like, and you know, you're sitting there going, country's not really in, but this is a great song, what do I do? In a way, like, if Cowboy Carter came 5 or 6 years previous, we'd all be in country mode by now. Like, we needed the genre needed
someone
like Beyonce.
Would it have been ahead of its time though?
It did need something.
I don't know. I feel like country's class in a certain place.
Yeah,
all
but it's bleeding out into general
into
society. I found myself on Depop last night looking up cowboy boots.
No way.
Yeah,
for specifically that dance class.
Well, I think for the gig when she eventually tours Cowboy Carter.
If I just think of my own personal loves, like I'm 30 now, so over the decades, like when I was younger, like 13, 14, everything on the radio was rap and R&B. That's all I wanted to listen to. It was really fun rap, kind of pop R&B as well. Now it's just been so dance heavy for so many years.
Yeah.
That maybe it's time for a little bit
of a chill out and do a bit of country vibe. Yeah, I'm here for it.
People are picking up their guitars.
Especially,
again.
I've seen some clips of that Post Malone country song that he's like releasing, and oh my God, I'm here for it.
Oh, his voice is great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Bring it on. It is time. I never know. David Guetta will find a way to remix it no matter what.
Dead right.
It'll be grand.
So true.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Zara Larsson and You Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It is coming up on 27 minutes after 7 in the morning. Can you imagine within the hour being able to text your friend saying, I'm after winning tickets to Longitude and C-Sessions. And Electric Picnic.
That'll be some day. It'll be some Wednesday.
Unbelievable.
That'll be some WhatsApp group popping out of it. Can I come?
Would you put it in the WhatsApp group though?
Definitely
because you could have
not.
A fight.
No, I'd be going...
Fight?
You could have a row between who's coming with you.
Yeah, no,
I have to be careful now.
You have to bring your one friend.
Yeah. Well, we need to protect the winner of this game.
Dead right.
And they're going to be a target.
Anonymity.
Yeah.
Listen, we're playing the golden ticket after 8 o'clock, and you're shot at winning tickets to all three festivals in one epic prize. If you'd like to win your way to Sea Sessions, Longitude, and Electric Picnic, register now. Get in touch. The word golden in a WhatsApp and send that off to our number 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp.
Free to enter, by the way.
Completely free to enter.
And you could be winning these tickets for free.
It's unbelievable. So get in touch now. The word golden, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tygo and Ava Max and whatever on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. We have a special guest in the studio.
Ooh.
Before we go any further, Michael, we need to ask, because there's been chats and messing and rows over the last while in the Spin office on how to pronounce your surname. Markagey, Markagey. How do you pronounce your surname?
It is Markagey.
Woo! I was right.
I think we all were somewhat. Michael Markagey, welcome to Spin. Good morning. Are you scared to
start? What's up, Spin? I'm Michael Markagey. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
You have no idea how many conversations we've had. Markagey. No, it's Markagey. No, it's Markagey. All over the place we've been.
They all count, you know. There's no wrong answer.
So, yeah, I presume you've been getting this a lot over the last while since the success of Scared to Start went, as far as it did, as it has.
Yeah, definitely have gotten some questions about it. When I played a show in London, they even started to chant with my last name and they
had it all wrong.
Butchered it.
The Brits do that, yeah.
But if someone's chanting your name, you don't really care.
No, you're not going to correct them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but a little bit of you is like, ooh.
Is it Italian?
Technically, yeah. I mean, there's probably a great grandpa or somebody that came over, but I didn't know.
But you were in Italy obviously you're on tour in Europe at the moment. You're in Italy. So were they able to pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, they were pretty good at it, you know. I didn't understand anything that they said because I don't speak Italian. They didn't care that I didn't speak Italian. They would still speak to me in Italian. Which was hard to, and it's fast too.
It's beautiful though.
We should start talking to him in Irish.
Yeah, we should.
See how he feels.
Italy was amazing. I had so much. I need to cut back on the food. I had a lot of pizza and pasta.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So listen, it's been a whirlwind of a few months for you. Tell us about the how the song has changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, it literally has changed my entire life. I went from just being in a band that had died, essentially.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean they're alive, but the band was...
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
the band died, bro.
And, I still, wanted to do the music thing, and so I just saved up a few dollars and went and recorded three songs up in New York, and I got back with them, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with these. I don't have a band anymore. I'm just going to throw them up on TikTok and see what happens, and... You know, I started making some TikToks. I didn't really know how TikTok worked. I had to I didn't have it.
Oh my God.
So I had to download it.
And I can't believe the person who has probably one of the most popular sounds on TikTok doesn't really know how TikTok works.
So, what month did you download TikTok? Can you remember?
Probably a couple weeks before I posted the Scared to Start
That's
video.
Crazy.
And so I just it wasn't even a video. It was just two pictures and the lyrics on it and... It was the first video that got any likes, and so I was texted my manager. I was this is weird. This one's getting some views. I don't know how long it will last, but it's kind of cool that people like the song.
You did the thing though, didn't you? Where it was this song is going to come out soon. This song is going to drop soon.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing Michael Markagey on my For You page with the picture and just lyrics to the song, and I was great, I'm going to go listen to this song.
Oh, there
and you
go.
Did that very annoying thing where I was like, but it's not out yet.
I did that thing. People were very angry about that, and I was lying too. The song wasn't even really done. I had to
really?
Yeah, I had to
But from your point of view, were you okay, this is popping, I need to keep people interested in this song
because
it's one of the biggest sounds on TikTok, the entire platform globally, right?
Yeah, it went off pretty quick and it was, it was crazy because I texted my manager, this is getting some views, this is wild, what do I do? And he's like, I don't know, it would be crazy if we woke up tomorrow and it had 25,000 views because it had five at the time, and woke up the next day and it had almost a million.
Oh my God.
What do we do here?
We better finish this song.
song, I guess.
And that's when other people like started coming in, like, all right, you need to start doing this now. Yeah. And I was like, this is...
Can we get a band together, Pia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Overwhelming.
Amazing. Michael, I would love you to do me a favor and take out your phone, because I have some really quick questions for you. Yep. One, who is the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
After all the TikTok fame and everything that's going on with the tour.
I think it's probably Wes... from the lead singer of the Lumineers.
Wow, yeah. We like the Lumineers.
That's cool.
I want you to open Spotify and want you to tell me what is the most recent thing you've been playing.
Oh, this is going to be good. I was on a plane, so...
Don't say the Calm app. Oh. It'll be boring.
It is Sam Fender and the Tallest Man on Earth.
Hey. Very nice.
That's respectable around here.
And lastly, what is your phone background?
My phone background is just a picture of Colorado.
Ah, very nice.
Just the mountains, you know.
Gorgeous. Cool. I feel like I know you a lot more now.
So you are not from Colorado. You're from Ohio, isn't that right?
Yeah. I'm from Ohio. No mountains in Ohio.
Okay, yeah. I went onto your website and your bio just says, singer-songwriter from Cincinnati, Ohio, go Bengals. I'm actually just like, it's just a little bit cold in the studio here, so I just need to put on like a hat and a scarf. I'm just putting on my Cleveland Browns hat and scarf. Is this triggering for you?
I feel like I'm going to... Oh man, I'm getting all, yeah. I don't know.
Are you okay?
I can't even look.
Even Michael's team are like,
They're like, take the hat off. We didn't agree.
Where
to
did
this.
You even get that?
My boyfriend is from Cleveland,
no
Ohio.
Way.
Yes,
and that is
he
so crazy.
Is a mega Browns fan. I'm sorry, that probably curled your toes, did it?
Oh man, I mean, this is why he wasn't expecting. He wasn't expecting to see this. This is a shock.
I'll take it off for the rest of the interview because it's just distracting.
I want you to like me.
So do you have to watch American football games?
Yeah, I do.
Are you into it now?
When I'm made to watch it, I do participate. But okay. I do the woofs when I'm prompted.
Yeah, okay. But,
are they actually woofs?
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns make you go, woo. That's a bit,
like a bulldog.
That's a bit embarrassing.
That's a bit of an ick.
Do the Bengals have anything? Any sort of
they
chant?
They have like a chant. It's called, it's really dumb. We just say who day, which is like who day think gonna beat them Bengals. I know it sounds really dumb, but it's fun when you're like, you know.
In it.
You're in the stadium and you're like,
go on, give us a go. Give us a go.
I know, I can't.
No, give a gusto. Go on. Because I just wear a Cleveland Browns scarf, so you
come
have
on.
To
do it. Who day think gonna beat them Bengals?
I never thought I'd get the ick from Michael Marchese.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
The big gig tonight. Have you played to an Irish audience before?
I have never played to an Irish audience and I have been told many things about
what
Irish
have
audience.
You been told?
Well, I went to London and played a show and it was my first show outside the States and I came back and I was like, man, the crowd was so fun. It was so energetic and they're like, you've never been to Ireland.
Yeah, wait to see the Irish.
Like, oh, I'm like, if they can... like level that up, that's insane.
I think the singing is the big thing with the Irish crowd, so do the mic out to the audience bit. Yes. We love that.
You will at some point get an ole 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 ole.
Awesome.
I don't know if you know what that is. It's a really good thing.
I'm looking forward.
It means we love you.
It means we do.
And another thing, literally just say Dublin or Ireland three times. That's all you want to hear.
How
are you, Ireland? You're done. Your work here
Irish
is done.
Crowds sit back and wait until we realise he knows where he is now.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Did he say Dublin yet? Okay, grand, he's fine.
Maybe even throw in a few, like, and anyone here from Galway? And anyone here from Cork? Oh, you would be the most loved man in the island.
And
I swear.
If there is a moment where you're raising a drink to the crowd,
yeah.
What we say for cheers, Osqueilge in our native language is
Sláinte.
Sláinte.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Are you writing all this down, Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to need a cheat sheet. I'm going to have a lot of paper.
The transcript of this interview. Yeah. They're going to lose their lives.
If you say Sláinte, you'll get them right in the palm of your hand.
Like three standing ovations, maybe. I don't know.
Even ask your label. We could be putting you up to a prank here. We promise you we're not. Ask your label. Wouldn't they have it in the palm of their hand?
That would
be
label or nodding.
That would be such a mean prank if you guys just told me to say all the wrong things.
Equivalent of sticking the fingers up.
Your song is called Scared to Start, so we're going to play a game called Scared to Start.
Yes.
We're about to play you the intro to five songs. Your job is to hit the intro vocal at the exact same time as the artist, okay? Or will you be too scared
no
to
pressure.
Start?
You're a singer, Michael. Come
I have
on.
To sing? You guys are making me
it's
sing.
It's like light singing. You don't have to really go for it. Protect your voice.
Yeah.
Hit the intro vocal as much as you can, or will you be too scared to start? Shall we begin?
Yes.
Here we go.
It's a cappella. So I thought she was going to come in with.
That's a wrong.
I know it's the same Texas.
Ah.
Okay, but I it was so long. I thought that
it was long.
That you guys had tricked me, and it was a cappella, and it was like kind of like a karaoke.
We're actually not out to get you.
Now I understand the
game. But our eyes were boring into your soul there, so maybe we should look away from him.
Okay, one look at him this time for song two.
Oh my god.
He was scared to start. Yeah. Benson Boone and Beautiful Things.
It's not going well, Michael. Yeah.
Listen, you can still get the average. You can
hard
still
times
get
to charm
here. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Number three. Will he beat it or will he be scared to start?
I got this.
He got this.
Me too.
We were
both. Yeah! Thank God.
Yes!
Thank God. That was a long intro as well.
These are long intros.
Very long intros.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, well done. Love story, Taylor Swift. We move.
Something's got to
happen. We got you dirty on that one. We got you dirty on that one.
Straight in there for Teddy Swims and
lose
control.
I got one.
Yeah. All right, one more to go. This is it now.
As you found
this living,
beautiful. Absolutely brilliant. Michael Markagee, thank you so much for popping into us here at Spin this morning. Have an incredible gig tonight. Say slauncha. Yeah. Come back and see us soon. And, oh yeah, any NEL Insight, are you playing the picnic this year?
He doesn't even know what the picnic is.
I hope so. It sounds fine. I'm thinking.
Okay, he is. Woo, he's in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. This has been awesome. Are you scared to
start? I'm Michael Markagee. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Living in old dress,
walking it out. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged. Are you scared
to start? That was so much fun. Thanks again to Michael Markagee for popping into us in the studio this morning. And we've just got word, the Button Factory gig completely sold out.
Ah, yes. Fair play.
You can't get next nor near it. Sure you can, lads.
Ah, but you can though, I think.
Oh, can you?
I think you might be able to, courtesy of a little old breakfast show called Fully Charged.
But apparently broadcast to Cavan.
If you'd like to win your way to see Michael Markagee tonight, we'll give you your chance to win your tickets after 9:30 this morning. In the meantime, we want to send you to Electric Picnic Longitude and Sea Sessions.
Ah, lads. I'm too many tickets. We've got to lose track of all these tickets.
And he's probably going to be on one of them.
Oh, he probably will.
That's a very likely story, actually. So if you want to go to Sea Sessions, Longitude, and Electric Picnic, every single one of them, message us now for the golden ticket. Golden to 087 711 1038.
Let's go!
Hello there. How are you? It's just gone 8. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling on Spin.
What's going on? How
Good
are
morning.
We?
Good morning.
Honestly, feel like so thick today and this week in general.
Why?
Do you remember I was telling you I was going to bring my car to the garage?
You did say that,
like
yeah.
That, yeah.
And a big scratch on the side of your car.
Big scratch in the side of my car, and it's been there for about 2 years now, and I really just feel like, I don't know if you would get this because you're not really a guy, but going home to your dad.
You're not really a guy. You're kind of guys.
Kind of a guy.
You're kind of a guy. Going home to your dad and your dad having your dad see the scratch in your car and him knowing that you crashed that car. It's very embarrassing.
Okay.
It's just, he looks at you different and he's never looked at me the same.
I want to get that kind of car shame off my own dad as well, though.
Yeah.
Very like,
I got that shame when I scratched my mom's car.
Yeah, like as in,
I'd say you did.
No, that wasn't.
Yeah.
I'd say 3 months after a brand new tire, he'd be kind of like, keep an eye on that tire.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, anyway, like that.
I brought the car to the garage yesterday. I was just like, all right, here we go. It's going to be cost me so much money and even so stupid because I have my insurance and my tax and my NCT due next month.
No.
The whole of May is going to be just a very, very broke month for me.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, yeah, I can't take that. And you're going to have to bring it in on Thursday instead. And I was just like, okay, why? He was like, I don't have the time. I was like, but we booked it in.
Oh, no.
Why do car garages do this?
That's not right.
And then he was like, yeah, bring it in on Thursday. And I was like, okay, but I'm going to bring it in at the exact same time. He's like, yeah, it's fine. So I guarantee I'll go on Thursday. I'm like, yeah, I can't take it.
Why? Too That's busy. So weird.
They just seem very, very busy. The place I pulled up to is like this car garage, right? But it's like, filled with cars on the road. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't even know where to park.
Yeah, they're overflowing. Yeah,
I actually feel sorry for you because you had such a little to-do list yesterday.
I did, yeah.
We had a few extra bits in the afternoon yesterday for work, and Dave had a proper to-do list open on the screen.
That just overwhelms me.
Yeah,
when
I know, I get it.
Can I just tell people what Dave had on his to-do list? Go was on. Because he dropped his car off to the car garage, he had on his to-do list then to scoot home.
Yes.
And then scoot back into work and then scoot home again.
Yes.
It doesn't really come in the like frame of to-do list.
It's just
the way you move.
This is my process, okay? This is how I need to get through life. I need lists.
It was like, do this edit, work on this for show, blah, 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 show, meeting. Scoot home.
Dave gives you the vibe that he'd put like watch TV on his to-do.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I get, I feel so great when I tick that off.
Yeah. Always ticked every day.
I remember when I used to work in a newsroom, you'd actually have a functioning diary every day. So you'd go in and like, you'd actually would have a to-do list every day. You used to do this, you'd have 17 jobs to get through. And I'd write in like the most stupid things just so I could have the satisfaction across them.
Yeah, like grand done. Kind of way.
Meeting with boss, like every day, 11 o'clock, no need to write it in.
But make sure to take some moments for yourself.
Yeah. We're going to pay the golden ticket next here at Spin.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
This is huge. This is massive. This
gonna
is
be huge.
Huge. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. It already is huge, actually.
Three of the hottest Irish festivals. Tickets for you and a friend for the taking to all of them in one individual prize. Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. Save yourself a fortune and go and have a bloody great summer on us. That's the idea.
Sounds like a plan.
On to try and take all this off us this morning is Sarah. What are you up to this morning, Sarah?
Just arrived at work.
Oh, what do you do, Sarah?
I'm a service coordinator, so just kind of arranging calls for engineers and things like
very
that.
Good. Oh, very cool.
Oh,
very
for like nice. Techie stuff?
Yeah, and the company, they kind of service and sell scales and tilts and stuff for supermarkets, so...
Scales?
Yeah, like retail scales, so weigh your veg and fruit and...
The randomness of jobs.
Honestly, I love it. Like, how do you fall into something like that?
I know.
I don't know.
Very good. What are the working hours today? What time do you finish up?
Finish at 5.
Oh,
that's
too bad.
8 to 5. Sorry, that's a scam.
Yeah, that doesn't
not... We shouldn't be starting at 8.
No. And I always thought Americans had it much worse. Like, they're supposed to work a lot more hours than we
do.
And you're working 8 to 5.
You're working longer than Dolly Parton.
is this Monday to Friday?
Monday to Friday,
No. Hang on. What's your boss's number there? We'll talk to them.
I'll send you after.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton was giving out about it in a song. You're not even whinging. You sound happy.
Yeah, Sarah, you're very forgiving.
You're being robbed blind.
Sarah, do you have any summer plans for festivals? Are you sorted for any of them?
I'm going to one over in England.
Oh.
Bit of a ravey scene.
Oh, cool.
Very nice.
Trans and Nodes is called.
Lovely.
Deadly. I would laugh if you were like, it's just this crazy indie one called Glastonbury.
I was going to say, is it Glastonbury?
No, I wish.
Sorry, what's it say it's called again?
The festival is called Trance in the Woods.
Trance in the Woods. Wow. Sorry, so it's literally Trance in the Woods. Obsessed.
What gave you that idea?
I know.
I went to it last year, so yes.
Go crack.
So
great.
Was it
one of those weekends where you needed a week off work to recover?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, well, I hope you have some annual leave days saved up, because if you're going to all three of these, you're going to be in a hoop.
Let's see if we can get you two Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic for this summer, Sarah. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes.
How many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs do you have to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sarah?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Blanche. Just
Sarah,
outside Blanche.
From Blanche. The best of luck. We've got 25 seconds on the clock and we're rooting for you. Song one, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. We were good.
Miley Cyrus. Flowers.
Yes. Start the clock.
Nicely
lovely.
Done.
Well done.
Song one in the bag, Miley Cyrus, Flowers. You got that in 4 seconds. So we have 21 seconds left and 4 songs to go. Great start.
Plus one swap if you need it. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Baby, calm down. Calm down. Selena Gomez, Calm Down.
Yes.
Start the clock.
Nice one. Woo-hoo! Rema and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. They said it nice and early there. 16 seconds left. 3 songs to go and a swap. This is brilliant.
Sarah, this is a really, really fantastic start. Let's go for song 3. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
Swap it out.
We've actually played that already today, I think. It's Zara Larsson and You Love Who You Love.
Poor old Zara. Yeah. I know. She's on the cusp of total stardom.
Yes. Great tune, she's though. Just not that recognisable yet, but that is such a tune.
I think maybe just with that song, though. You know?
It is new enough.
That's all right, though, Sarah. You didn't know it, but let's go for a brand new song 3, and we're back to 16 seconds on the clock.
Come on, Sarah.
Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I don't know.
I thought we had a really good game.
So did I.
When
Ash said Little Mix, I think she means a former Little Mixer as well.
Yes. So Leanne and Irish star Leanne was in Little Mix, and the song is My Love.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that.
We were playing that for a while. It's a great tune.
Listen.
Oh, Sarah, it wasn't to be, unfortunately.
I feel like you could have done it on your day.
I would like to ask you one question about Trance in the Woods, though. What's it like to fly home after a music festival? Because I imagine it's a bit grim.
Well, we were actually fresh enough the day after, and our flight was until like 6 o'clock. So
well planned.
Got a bit out of hand waiting for it, so definitely wasn't.
By the time you got the flight, you weren't fresh.
All right. Yeah. I hear you. Very good. Producer Connor.
Yeah. I've just checked the lineup for Trance in the Woods. It's a little bit different to Icon. So there's Billy Gillies is there.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Oakenfold, Dave Pierce. It's going to be proper unce.
Well, at least you have that to look forward to, Sarah. Sorry we couldn't do it for you today.
No worries. So thank nice you. To chat.
See you, Sarah. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, let's go again tomorrow. Do you want to go to C Sessions with your pal and Longitude and Electric Picnic all in one individual prize?
Of course you do. It's the
Chinese. Very weird if you said no.
It's the Chinese restaurant of prizes. The 3-in-1.
Yeah.
Golden in a WhatsApp. Register now. Register early. You never know. You could be literally this time tomorrow wealthy with tickets for festival season 2024.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
On Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Now.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling's worst show.
That was practice for the worst show ever.
There will be a lot of buttons happening.
Button!
On the 25th of April.
I'm terrified that they'll actually just remove all the buttons from the studio.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
I'm not sure what's coming, but we've been telling you that we are putting on Emma, Dave, and Aisling's worst show
ever.
It's happening tomorrow week, okay? That's the 25th of April. We've kind of been working on this, and your suggestions have been out of this world for stuff to make the most terrible radio show ever. So there's a lot of stuff that we're aware of that's going to be happening.
Yes.
But then there's this other element that we're very unfamiliar with.
Yeah, Patricia Callum and our boss Nick are kind of in the background, kind of coming up with little ideas to make it the worst show ever.
It freaks me out. Callum didn't leave the office till 4 o'clock yesterday, which makes me think, what are they even working on?
Yeah.
What we know so far are a few things, including Zoe's suggestion.
You guys should deliberately get the song titles wrong every time you play a song.
Yeah.
Love it.
Easy peasy. I'd love to be like,
exactly.
That's not Miley Cyrus. That is, in fact, Billy Ray Cyrus.
If you're wondering why we're doing this, it is because last year we were a bit miffed because we didn't even get so much as a nomination at the Radio Awards for Best Breakfast Show.
And
so
we put in our best bits.
And we did. So we said, sod it. We're doing the worst show ever. And that's what we'll submit and stuff them.
Now, yesterday, we also got confirmation on what was going to make, you know, a part of Dave's individual worst show ever on the day. So these are the individual bits that we're a bit worried about because we don't know what Callum our boss is working on.
There was a lot of texts being like, oh, David should do this with the girly quiz and David should get waxed and David should get like, and I'm like, oh God, leave me alone. But no, apparently confirmed. It's going to be Dave's worst show ever.
Katie from Lombre and Rathmines was on. She's going to be in with us live during the girly quiz with her waxing bed. For every question Dave gets wrong, he gets waxed.
I work in Lombre and Rathmines and I will wax him live, no problem.
So look, it's starting to come together, but there's obviously a lot more, as we said, that we don't know. And we are due an update from our producer, Callum, this morning.
Yeah, so Dave, you know that your worst show ever will include the worst girly quiz ever.
Yes.
Aisling, you're not going to know what your worst part of the show is until that morning.
No.
Until that morning. That morning.
I didn't know that. That's unreal.
And question, will she know live or know before the
you
show?
You will know as soon as that mic goes up for your bit. Oh. That's when it's going to hit the
phone. Oh, God, I'm going to get sick.
She arrives in and the mic isn't there.
Yeah, the show is actually just Emma and Dave.
Emma and Dave.
But this morning, I'm going to reveal what Emma's worst part of the worst show is going to be. And I need your help because...
Oh, he's gone.
I love us.
This is...
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God, sorry.
Take producer Callum has a bit of a cough at the moment.
It's producer Callum's worst show ever.
This is really important that we make Emma's worst show ever really bad. I'm just going to have to take some water.
That's okay, okay.
Hey, look, it's fitting. I feel like every time we talk about the worst show ever, something goes wrong, and I think
don't we remember Button?
Only a couple of minutes ago.
You're right, Callum.
So, next Thursday, before 8 o'clock, there will be a feature on this show called Emma Can't Say Nolan.
Emma Can't Say Nolan. Oh, my God.
It's catchy.
This is off the top of my head. On the morning of the worst show, there'll be a period of time during the show where Emma cannot say no to anything. She has to say yes to anything, and I mean anything.
Ah, lads, come on now.
So this morning, I need your help, you listening, for ideas for things for Emma to do next Thursday morning. Nothing is off limits. It could be, Emma, can you leave the show to pick my kids up to take them to school?
Oh,
it could be, Emma, can you try and scale the spire on O'Connell Street? It could be anything.
Okay,
on 087-711-1038 this morning. I need your help. Send us a voice note, send us a WhatsApp message. I want to create a short list of a couple, and then we're going to put it to a public vote next week to see what Emma is going to come up with. And, curveball, you two get to come up with one as well.
Oh, I love this. I'm getting McDonald's breakfast on Emma.
So, Dave and Aisling, you're going to do a combined Emma Can't Say Nolan, and I'm going to use a listener Can't Say Nolan well.
Okay.
So there's going to be some things during the show next Thursday that Emma cannot say no to, and I need your suggestions.
Listen, I'm just saying, my granny will disown me if I get a face tattoo, okay?
So basically, what do you want Emma to do next Thursday? It can be anything. Send
Emma
us a
can't
WhatsApp.
Say Nolan.
Send us a WhatsApp, send us a voice note, 087-711-1038. What do you want Emma to do?
Oh, lads, this is so unfair.
Oh, Emma, you're going to get it.
I'm terrified. Okay, go handy.
I'm very excited.
Go ham,
go
people.
Wild.
Go crazy.
Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show
You hear that car crash in the background? That's exactly what it's going to be like.
Hell yeah.
April 25th, Emma, Dave and Aisling are putting on the worst show ever.
We cannot wait for this.
It's going to be great crack.
We're
but it's also
excited.
Going to be quite nerve-wracking because there are many things that are happening on the show that we have no clue about, including something that, well, actually not really including, but Callum has just brought us a really, really cool idea that, Emma, you're going to have the worst show ever, specifically because it's Emma Can't Say Nolan. We've been asking for your suggestions on what Emma should do that she can't say no to.
Just imagine, whatever your job is, whatever you're told to improve on, having the opportunity to do the worst day's work of your life. It's really fun.
I might not show
scary.
Up.
There's zero pressure on us. It's quite nice. So there's going to be a period of time on the 25th on the worst show ever where Emma can't say Nolan. She has to say yes to everything.
This was a producer Callum idea he came up with.
Really, really good idea.
Hazel was on in the back of that.
First of all, producer Callum loved the idea. And second of all, Emma can't say Nolan to letting Dave and Aisling dye parts of her hair, like streaks of colour in her hair, and it can be their choice in colour. Oh, Emma can't say Nolan to Dave doing her makeup.
I love it.
Oh my God, you're gonna get mascara on your lips.
That's a bit of fun for us, Dave.
You'll be painting on like a little moustache with the mascara.
Exactly. Oh, you're gonna look stunning.
Sarah, what do you think I should have to do and not be able to say no to?
Just let you guys take over her dating profile or the people that listeners be able to decide what responses are done for the day.
Circa, do you know what's funny?
It.
We have done that multiple times on nights out and I don't think Emma knows about it. So yeah, that'd be nice for her to know about it this time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're taking over Emma's dating profile and she can't say no. It's in the can.
What do you think? Are we being nice or are we matching her with absolute mingers?
Jesus!
Messing around, completely changing all of her pictures, going through all
I like that.
All people
that
have
a reply
to and ghosted
and stuff. Oh, love it,
Circa.
Put up a few weird selfies.
Love it, Circa.
Thank you, Circa.
Problem.
Bye. Oh, okay, more in the... I think we need to go a little bit harder here. We need your suggestions. What are things that Emma can't say no to? Go crazy.
Yeah, I'm
Make
really...
Make a mockery of this woman.
Every time she drives by me, I'm like, that's a nice car now. That is a nice car.
Yeah, 087-711-1038. Your suggestions, most welcome.
And your voice notes will be great as well. We can use them then on the day. God knows what fate awaits me. Brandon, what do you think I have to do? I should have to do?
Numb our mouth and do a segment of the show.
Yeah, perfect. Great.
Like numb, like in a dentist.
Like a dentist's office. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that, but I think that's pretty much impossible. But I think you can get like baby numbing cream or something.
Oh, there we go.
For the mouth, like.
Perfect. Yeah.
All over the mouth.
That'd be so funny. Imagine just the spit flying everywhere.
I actually love it, Brandon.
That's in the can, Brandon. Thank you.
Nice one, Brandon.
Thank
you.
Okay, now we're getting there. Numb her mouth. Yeah. Okay, public humiliation. More, please. Go ham. What will Emma have to do on the 25th? 087-711-1038.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged.
We are so excited about this. April 25th, we are putting on the worst show ever. And oh my God, is it going to be bad? It's going to be bad for Emma. It's going to be bad for me. It's going to be bad for Aisling. We know it's going to be bad for me because we know it's going to be the worst girly quiz ever on that for certain day.
Yeah, you're getting waxed.
Emma, or Aisling, you don't actually know what's going to be your worst day ever until it's the day of
the show. I think that alone is going to make it the worst
That's
show
terrifying.
Ever for me. I'm already terrified.
Expect terrible radio all morning and hopefully it'll be so bad it's enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. It's hopefully going to be so bad it's good to listen to.
Yeah, I hope so too. But Emma has just found out what she is going to be have to do
for
the worst show ever, for a section of the worst show ever. Emma Nolan, it's Emma Can't Say Nolan. Emma Can't Say No for a section of the show. So we've been asking you, voice notes on 087-711-1038, what should Emma have to do for the part of the show where she can't say no?
And I've been told nothing is off limits, which is terrifying. Lee, what do you think?
Well, I had two ideas for you. You can get the Radio Nova tattooed somewhere. Radio Nova logo. Which I think is just kind of funny, but...
Seriously, that is so good.
You are kind of
seriously addictive.
Yeah, okay.
The other one, Emma, was you can eat fermented shark, which comes in a can from Iceland.
Right, well, Lee, we'll let you sort that then.
So either a Radio Nova tattoo or eat fermented shark.
Where would you get that now? Holland and Barrett?
I don't know, Fallon and Byrne, maybe.
Have you had it, Lee? Have you had it before?
No, I've never had it, but all I've heard is, and I've seen videos of people vomiting as they open the can.
It's like really bad. It sounds like some I'm a Celebrity stuff. Yeah, look, an eating challenge, always a bit of fun.
Yeah, I'm still really liking the tattoo
idea. Vomiting live on air is
to be honest,
this is so true. You're thinking about all angles, Lee.
Seriously addictive music. Might get their little star under my big toe or something. Thanks, Millie.
See you, Lee.
Alrighty, cheers. Bye-bye.
087-711-1038. Andrea was also in touch.
Emma is single, isn't she? So she can't say no to taking part in Blind Date. Get three single lads to dial in. You guys have some questions for them. She has to pick somebody and she has to go on a nice date with them.
I like it.
You know what's mad? We didn't even ask for what should we do for Dave's worst show ever, and people were like, let's get him waxed. Let's get him in pain. And Emma, they're like, but we sent her on a nice date.
One lad did want to numb her mouth.
That's not even that bad. Oh, she wouldn't be able to speak for a little bit.
Danielle is standing by. What do you reckon, Danielle, for the Emma Can't Say Nolan part of the worst show?
So you don't like filling petrol into your car at a filling station. No. So I have suggested, along with my kids, that you have to go to a garage, I'm assuming kind of close to you work, and that you fill, not the morning now, just some of the morning that you go around filling some cars up with petrol. I was going to be selfish and say just fill my car and take it, but I was like, no, that's a bit harsh.
I really like this, Danielle.
I love that, because
really
Emma
like
famously
it.
Loves when there's a fella there to fill up the car for her.
Hey,
this is why I thought she didn't this is why I thought it'd be good, because obviously she hates it so much.
Yeah,
she's run around loads of cars, and especially kind of this hour of the morning,
busy,
gonna be full of busy.
I've never experienced someone actually filling it up for you. Ever. You say you've gone to shops where they, someone comes out and fills it up. I've never in my life.
N7, I know. There's
oh, it feels
that.
Like deluxe. Oh, service.
It does.
Oh, Emma,
it does.
And I think you'd greet people with a smile. I think that's a great
I'll be
idea.
They're in a full on tux.
And we get you a little, try get you a little high vis.
Would you like petrol or diesel?
Darling.
I love it.
Amazing, Danielle. Thank you, Pet.
Thanks, Danielle.
No problem. Sorry.
No sorries. It's great.
No problem at all. Thank you.
See you, Danielle.
Okay, Callum, tell us about the next steps here. What's going to happen here?
So, I need a few more suggestions. I'll keep the hotline open until the end of the show.
Yes.
Then me and the boss, Nick, are going to sit down and we're going to put some shortlists together. Don't forget, Aisling and Dave, you need to come up with one. Emma can't say no in between the two of you as well.
We'll have a serious meeting about this.
That will happen on Thursday show. And I'm going to tell you that it's going to happen. Emma Can't Say Nolan is going to be between 7:30 and 8:00 next Thursday.
Wow. That's most exciting.
So there's half an hour of Can't Say Nolan ings going on.
It's
going
to be amazing.
So I'm going to go into the logistics room now and see what we can do. And I will work on Can't Say Nolan.
I'm so excited. Are we to go to our meeting, Dave? Meeting as well. So it's just you now, Em.
Yeah, right.
Spin Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Good morning. How are you? It's Wednesday. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Good morning.
It was a bit of a tumultuous night in Casa Bonner last
night. Tumultuous, a great word. Well done.
Thank you. So just to give a quick recap, in case you're not aware, I live in a pretty like urban area of town, and there's a restaurant on my street, and that restaurant owns a cat. That cat has been named Mr. Plops on this show because it likes to leave poos on my balcony, but we have come to love this cat. And the cat comes into the apartment every now and again, and we have little cuddles, and she's very, very cute. It is a girl too. We found that out later. Last night I was in bed at 10:00 with my boyfriend Alex. We were reading our books, very, you know, civilised.
You were reading Alex a bedtime story.
Yeah, exactly. Harry Potter.
That's so cute.
And
what were you reading out of interest? Come on, tell us.
What the hell am I reading? I'm reading a book called Hello Beautiful.
Lovely.
Good book, yeah. And we hear, meow. We're like, what the hell? This is not a plops meow. This is like some sort of primal, like,
yeah, yeah.
Like it's like when they're like mating or something. I was like, oh my
There's
God.
There's nothing more terrifying than when you're lying in bed and you hear cats mating. I remember crying
or
to my parents.
Cats fighting as well.
Yeah, or fighting.
Yeah, the fights, but even they're kind of similar sounds.
Yeah.
Cats are like,
yeah.
I remember bawling crying as a child to my parents, you know, being like, there's a cat getting fighting. Yeah. And they're like, she's okay. We might have kittens soon.
She's having the time of her life.
Anyway, it seems like this was actually just a battle cry for Plops to get in at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Alex peered back the curtain and she was there.
Oh my God.
And we've never let her in that late. And we said, we do it. For the crack. We bring her in. See, right. Maybe she'll settle on the bed for a few hours. She comes in and she's absolutely wired. She's like, I want to play, I want to eat, I want to dance, I want to jump on the couch, I want to play with my string, I want to play with my ball. Boo, 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 boo. We're like half asleep, like trying to go sleep. We're trying to get her to settle on the couch. She literally runs around the whole apartment. She's in for about 20 minutes. She comes out of the bathroom and she's like, meow, 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 meow. Right, we're like, right, we're putting her out. I go to the toilet. She's done a whittle in the shower.
Oh, wow.
She's done a wee in the shower.
She just loves going to the bathroom in random places in your gaff.
I know, but also kind of genius.
Yeah, it's smart, smart.
Of all the places to do a wee, I would pick the shower. Like, it's not great, obviously, not at all. But pretty clever.
I think the next thing you need to do in this plop situation and ask her official owners if you can. And if it's safe to do so, maybe it's not. It'd be so fun to put a little GoPro on her and just see what she gets up to all day.
I'd love that.
Because I know the way people always say, like, if you could be any animal, what would you be? I take off, like, I'm not even talking about a breed or whatever. I just want to be Plops.
You want to be the cat.
That cat. Seriously, she has the best of both worlds. She's Hannah Montana.
Yeah, she's amazing. She probably gets like good leftovers from the restaurant as well.
Oh, she gets fed from the restaurant, fed away from us.
Played with yous.
And don't be fooled. There's probably 70 yous.
I know.
I hate to think that.
Yeah.
We did feel quite flattered. Oh my God, she's coming to us at 10 o'clock.
You're really special now.
She just has the best life.
She does.
The life of Plops.
Listen, it is 7 minutes after 9, starting with Benson Boone now and Beautiful Things. It's been.
Fully charged. Recharged.
At this time on yesterday's show, Dave, you absolutely rocked my world.
I did. I'm so sorry. Wow. Actually, please don't say that out loud.
I'll continue. You revealed to me that I have had a setting on my B-Reel all year, meaning that instead of posting still photos, I was posting short videos for the past 4 months, completely unaware.
You were oblivious.
Yes, completely.
This was the BTS, the behind the scenes. So if you have an iPhone, you'll know that you can take these like live photos, and that's what B-Reel was doing. It was taking a live photo. So when you held down on Aisling's B-Reel, you could see the build up to Aisling's B-Reel of her deciding what face she should pose with, and you know, where, what way her clothes should be. And, and it was genuinely so real and so hilarious.
I actually like listened back to that yesterday in our podcast, and I was, you could just hear the shock in me. I was like, Dave, because I didn't, none of us knew this was coming, that Dave had this revelation.
It was a complete surprise.
And I was like, this is an invasion of privacy. I'm so concerned for your well-being.
I know. The repercussions of this could have been huge, because not only do they just record visual, they also record sound. So I was like, any one of my private conversations could have been being broadcast.
Yeah.
I do think if something really bad went up, you might have.
Would have told you.
But you were enjoying the ride, I think, for a while,
I
weren't
didn't know
you?
What
you
and your housemate Ben. Yeah, me and my housemate Ben were just like, do you think Aisling, he turned around to me the other day, he was like, do you think Aisling knows her behind the scenes or on the live photos for her B-Reel? I was like, no, I guarantee you she doesn't. Because she's terrible with technology.
And then there was one of me there like, choosing between like sticking my tongue out or like doing a rock on pose. All in the one little, oh my God, cringe video. I actually went through them all yesterday and it gave me such a laugh.
I literally was sitting there about 6 o'clock yesterday evening going, Aisling and Alex are at home on the couch skitting, going back over all of her live videos on Be Real that she was unaware of.
I thought it, a little part of me did think you knew about it, and this you were putting it on, and it was genius.
Yeah, so I put it together, kind of a compilation of some of the best bits. It's up on our Insta stories at official spin 1038 if you want to have a look.
Give yourself a laugh. I got text from two friends yesterday going, howling at Aisling's videos.
It's so worth it.
A lot of my B-Real friends commented on it being like, OMG, I thought you knew and we're doing a bit. Which is so funny. I was like, no, I had no idea. So the next port of call was to check all the audio on all the videos and make sure I hadn't said anything bad.
Emma Nolan I work with, she's a bitch.
Honest to God, luckily nothing too bad was said, but there were a few kind of nuggets that were a bit of fun that I'll share with you now.
Wow.
First one is actually just from a couple of weeks ago when I was on my holidays in Vietnam, and it was me complaining about the lighting in the hotel room as I took the B-Reel. Well, this guy is f***ing awful.
So you have no idea that the thing is recording you say this?
No, not a clue.
That's brilliant.
There was a lot of kind of random snippets of conversations with my boyfriend Alex. This one is very funny because it sounds like it almost could be the start of a row.
I got like all my work done. Like, I'm not lying.
No, seriously, Ash, I got it all done.
Was I being like, you're finished very early?
I got all my work done, I'm not lying.
It sounds like he's playing the PlayStation and you've asked him to like unload the dishwasher or something.
I want to hear that again.
I got like all my work done. Like, I'm not lying.
Meanwhile, you're in the corner taking a beer.
Yeah, I'm just there taking a selfie. You guys kind of featured in the background of a few of them, particularly producer Callum doing his scary show planning voice.
Very much. I saw this, and I saw this, and I saw this, and that's what it was. I know the Waterford man was. What was your one called?
What are you guys thinking?
Taking my B-Reel here, I'm at house.
And there's a lot of me like pointing it at Dave, just being like, do something.
For the B-Reel,
That's amazing.
Yeah, but the majority of snippets were just me talking about the B-Reel, begging people to be in my B-Reel, shouting at people to get into the frame of the B-Reel. So I've made a little compilation of those.
B-Reel.
Hmm?
B-Reel.
Be in my B-Reel.
Can I be in my B-Reel?
Alex, get in. Go again. Crazy again.
One, two, three.
Can I be in my B-Reel?
Take my second one as well. I'm going to take mine as well.
Get in. You're always not fitting everyone.
So I'm in the B-Reel, lads.
B-Reel.
Go for it.
Get in the B-Reel, girls.
I am here.
It's going to be a flash. Everybody get in my B-Reel.
Oh, you're so cringe.
I love this so much.
I felt so vulnerable going through them. I didn't even know.
Oh my God. Aww. It's like almost the kind of time where you first hear yourself on camera or something. It's like, we hear ourselves every day, obviously being on radio, but you know when you hear yourself the very first time, you're like, is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
That's just brilliant.
Anyway, thank you, Dave. You put me out of a potential bind there.
I did,
but
yes.
And
Aisling is now completely TikTok famous on the back of sharing that video. What are you on? 235,000 views or 350?
Oh, she's going worldwide, baby.
I'm going crazy. People are like, I love humans. I'm like, ew. I'm not human. Myself.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Pink Panther, Nice Spice and Boys Lair Part 2 on Spin with Emma David Aisling.
What's up?
I know this is really a stupid thing to say, I'm aware of that, but I just think it's gas, the friendship between Ice Spice, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Like, they all went to Coachella together as a trio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They were hanging out with Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter as well.
Yeah,
because she was fifth wheeling Ice Spice.
Yeah, Billie Eilish was there as well. And,
you could just see like Travis Kelce rocking out to Ice Spice's performance as well in the crowd. Just funny. Anyway, I'm going to give everyone a little bit of anxiety this morning, and I don't mean to, but I just do need to tell you this story because it's gas and also a little bit worrying. What state is all of our passports in, would you say? Are they all good and good, Nick?
Yeah, mine's all right.
You're not doing upgrade anytime soon or anything?
I think I'm 2026. I need a new one.
I think mine's missing. I don't know where mine is.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm going away next week,
so I should really sort that out. So I have no idea what my passport looks like.
Do you remember Vicky Pattinson? She was in Geordie Shore years
ago. Yes, Geordie Shore, YI.
Was never really a massive Geordie Shore fan, however. I always did quite like Vicky. She went to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I think.
She was really cool.
She's done a lot of stuff since.
She was due to head off to Italy to visit her wedding venue. She's due to get married to this guy in September, and she was meant to head off with EasyJet. A lot of people are talking about this online the last 24 hours because it's opened people's eyes to certain rules about the state of your passport before you fly.
Right.
She was denied getting on the plane, right? She couldn't go. And the reason being...
Was that a date?
No, it wasn't out of date. There was some tiny little bit of damage to her passport because her dog had chewed it a bit.
No.
Right? So she wrote online, I thought we were off to see our wedding venue today. We were so excited. I was turned away. I've been travelling with my passport all year. No one said anything. It's definitely well travelled, to be fair. Company policy is company policy. I get it. I'm just beyond gutted. So she said... She shared a photo of the passports. I would say there are passports in so much worse condition than what we saw here.
Really?
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Some small holes, tears on the photo and the information page a little bit. The dog had obviously picked up, given it a shoe and she grabbed
it off
him. Now, in fairness, you'd never know. I'm like, does the person who was checking her in go, I didn't like her on Geordie Shore? But someone from EasyJet themselves spoke to the Evening Standard on the back of this, saying, as such, we can't allow any passenger to travel on their planned flight with documentation that's damaged to such a degree that its authenticity is brought into question.
Oh my God.
Wow.
But according to the passport office
that would just draw more attention to it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to get a fake passport, I want it to be pristine.
You're not going to run it through a shredder.
Exactly.
Beforehand.
Hardly. You're not going to do that,
So just in case, right, this is according to the passport office in the UK, because I was going on her situation. You cannot, your passport is invalid or considered damaged if you cannot read any of your details, as in some of your details, if any of your details aren't readable. If any of the pages are a little bit cut, ripped or missing, if there are holes, cuts and rips on the cover is coming away, or there are stains on the page, for example, ink or water damage. And it's mad, on this, there was a big family in December heading on holidays and they couldn't go because Ryanair staff stopped one of the teenagers travelling with them, the kid, because of a 1 centimetre tear in the passport. Holiday done.
Not the fear of God in
I wonder
know.
Though is it better though to not be able to go on your holiday than to not be able to get back? Do you know what I mean? Because if you can't get, if you can't leave the country, it's like, all
right,
grand.
This is true, right, Dave? Because I was looking up, what happens, say, if you got to the other country?
Yeah.
Have to send you back?
You'd be detained in a foreign country.
But there you go.
Holy
you'd be
moly.
Stuck there with your little rip on your passport. God help us all.
Does anyone have any glue?
Yeah. When I went on my J1, I had to bring my passport out with me every single night because they were so strict about being over 21. And, mine's definitely a bit grubby as a result.
I do think, in general, the whole passport system in the modern day is so flawed because you have something that literally could get you detained in another country, and it is something that can be stolen, lost, ripped, chewed, spilled on or bent.
There's
so many things that could go wrong with passport. Like you said, you know, you're on a night out and it's taken off you when you're abroad.
You should start a movement. No more passports.
I think with the
levels
of technology and DNA testing and the fact that they're robbing all our data anyway, surely there's got to be an alternative that's a bit more girthy.
This is true. Do they not have our retinas on record?
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
And our fingerprints.
What's the point in getting that photo taken at the airport every time
other
we go?
Other than just
when
to embarrass
they scan
you.
Scan your whole body.
Yeah.
So I suggest, number one, passport Pam.
literally just scan my palm. Like, no one else's palm is like mine.
That's good.
And all the information that will come from my passport can surely come on your screen from you scanning my palm.
I love it. I love it. I think if we aren't able to tap on the bus, I doubt that technology is going to come into Ireland anytime soon. But I'm here for it.
I also think flight bite. So obviously another very unique thing is our teeth.
Yes.
So you know the same method as braces when you take a big chomp and then
the
they
mold.
Get an impression and that's my gob. That's me. You know it's me. And also you get some extra bits of saliva.
You're there like, biting into a little chunk of paper or something like you're here for business or pleasure.
Kind of time consuming. But look, I get it.
And finally a travel trim. Chop off a little bit of my hair every time. Just take a little bit. Like there's so many ways we could do it that isn't a passport. That's such a flawed system.
Yes.
I'm verified on Instagram.
Yeah. Look at my LinkedIn.
I've got 15 connects.
It only cost me a tenner.
I would be surprised if someone forgot their passport and have chanced that at some
point. Definitely.
This is me.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Noah Cannon, Sixth Season on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Do you remember a few months ago I was lucky enough to get my hands on Noah Cannon tickets and I saw him at the National Stadium and honestly I didn't know the guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my
That's
God.
The, and then now I'm obsessed.
Everyone is obsessed with him.
And my friend is absolutely obsessed as well. I feel like if you win these tickets today to go to the Button Factory tonight for the Michael Marchese gig on the show, you could be in a very similar position to what I am now.
Definitely.
In terms of my obsession with Noah Cannon.
What's up, Spin? I'm Michael Marchese. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
You know, in a couple of weeks when this guy's going to be like absolutely massive. Mm. Like, yeah, I already saw him live. Like, what?
Yeah, wait, you've what? Already seen him.
You're always on the cusp.
He
God,
was in
you're
Dublin.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just you'd be, I have that vibe about you, wouldn't you?
Yeah. If you're a big fan and you missed him, actually, he popped into us. We actually got to see him in real life. He was on the show after 7:30 this morning, left us some tickets to give away to you to the gig at the Button Factory tonight. Little game to play to win those tickets. Dylan and Aisling are on. Are you
Chloe.
All set to go? Dylan and what's my I have. Oh my
that's my name. You're getting confused.
I feel like when I hear Emma, Dave and Aisling, I just like to write Aisling because it's a nice name. Anyway, Dylan and Chloe, my bad. How are you both? Are you good to go?
Yes.
All right, guys. Michael has this new song. It's called Scared to Start. So we're going to play a game called Scared to Start. Dylan, you are on first. So choose. Who do you want to play for you this really easy music game? Dave or Aisling?
Dave.
Okay. All right, Dylan. We're doing it for the boys.
I get it. Lads, stick together.
And Ash and Chloe are together on this.
Come on, Chloe.
So, we have three songs. Essentially, what needs to happen here is Dave and Aisling need to predict when the vocal of each song is going to come in after the instrumental at the beginning. The closest to the vocal out of a majority of three will win the tickets for either Dylan or Chloe.
So Dylan and Chloe, you don't even have to do anything.
No,
you just have to sit back, relax and enjoy.
And we have to do a bit of singing here, Dave.
That's okay. Great, though.
All right, give me a bit of hype there, Chloe.
Ooh, come on.
Yeah, thank you.
We can do this.
Yeah, we can.
Dylan, I know I can already do this, so don't worry. I don't need
you. Typical men and their
team girls.
Yeah,
team girls.
Come on, Chloe.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Very long intro.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
In case you haven't noticed.
Damn it, that's a problem.
That's a problem. A draw.
Both spot on right there, I think.
That is absolutely spot on. we have a problem. Best of three. Song two, let's go.
Sleezing and teasing and dreaming.
Oh, we're good.
You're too good at this game. You are too good at this game. Okay, song number three for the win. Will it be Dylan or Chloe heading to Michael Marchese tonight?
I've been a lot.
No!
Oh, Dave!
I've been
alone, my friend. Oh, my God. You absolutely jumped the gun. I can't believe it.
I thought it was a short intro. I'm so sorry.
Chloe, we did it.
Dylan, I'm so sorry, my man. I'm so sorry, Dylan. You're going to have to find your...
I'll have to take Aisling next time.
Yeah, you will.
Dylan, you made the wrong choice, I'm afraid. Chloe, well done. You're on the Button Factory.
Thanks so much.
See you later, guys.
Bye. Well done, Chloe. Enjoy that now.
Dave.
I'm not happy with that, to be honest. I feel really stupid. Sorry, Dylan.
Here's a chance to redeem yourself. Not for Dylan, just for yourself. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Drake and Massive. Oh. Go on, Dave.
No. Wait, here we go. There we go.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sometimes when you haven't heard a song in ages, it just kind of washes over you again, fresh again for the first time.
Yeah, that was nice.
Ed Sheeran and Khalid. And Beautiful People on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, that was like reading a poetry book. That was beautiful.
That washes over you.
Sometimes it does though, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? It was
I haven't a clue what you're talking about, but I loved it. I'm more of a tune. Yeah, kind of a guy. Emma's more of a washed over me.
That's the two genders.
Tate McRae is in town. Absolute superstar.
Her fella's in London though, so I don't understand. I'd say she's probably gone to London.
Her fella being the Kid Laroi.
Yeah.
Who played the Three Arena the other night. She was at the gig and it made worldwide news coverage, like NME, all the big websites.
That's
were saying the Kid Laroi confirms Tate McRae as his girlfriend at his Dublin gig tonight. She was backstage.
Go on the Three Arena.
He's moved on and he's going to London now. So she was taking pictures of herself in a window at the Keys yesterday, put it on her Instagram story, big Dublin bus in the background.
No way.
Callum was like, I hope she got herself a leap card if she's wandering around the town. Yeah. So if anyone knows Tate McRae and she'd like a friend to hang out with before her Olympia gig tonight.
Yeah, Aisling's a big fan, I think. Thank you, Aisling.
Yeah, I'm free, actually. I'm around.
You know that song? You know the song?
Hungry?
That one.
Yeah.
Thirsty.
Thirsty. Famished.
She's playing the Olympia tonight and tomorrow night. And if anyone else, actually, if Tate McRae, if you are... Hello. Do you want to come on our show tomorrow morning?
This is sounding desperate, Emma.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Tate McRae, if you're listening,
come on the show, please.
Tate McRae, if you're listening, take this girl away from us. She's awful cringe.
Stick around. Michaela has your Punch of Sound tickets to go next and she's kicking off 10 spin hits in a row.
See you later, Tate. Love you, bye.
Get in touch, babe.
That's XOXO.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.